Hello and welcome to Cyclone Sports Commentary and Cyclone Sports Review. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil. And it's about time we discuss a few things about the show. Cyclone Sports Review is going to be moved back to 6 p.m. Eastern, as I expect to go back to school this week pending my COVID results. This will also limit commentary of our weekday basketball games, because of how late they usually start. Also, the podcast is about to be monetized, therefore, we're going to start hearing ads within the show. These ads will make me money, and there will be an outside chance to support me. There are going to be monthly subscriptions that will cost $5 a month as of right now. The same thing goes for Anchor, for what they call listener support. Alright, time to talk some Cyclone Sports. Well, we went 0-4 in basketball this week, and we really need to turn that around. As you all know, the new AP polls came out today. Both Iowa State teams remained in the top 25, although blowout losses. Iowa State men's basketball fell from 15 to 23 after losses to Texas Tech by a score of 72 to 60, and a loss to TCU 59 to 44. Iowa State men's basketball fell to a record of 14-5 overall, and 2-5 in conference play. Iowa State women's basketball fell from 7 to 13 after losses to Texas by a score of 66 to 48, and a loss to Baylor by a score of 87 to 61. Iowa State women's basketball fell to 16-3 overall and 5-2 in conference play. Iowa State men's basketball schedule for this week. We go to Oklahoma State on Wednesday, January 26th at 8 o'clock p.m. Then, we host Missouri on Saturday, January 29th at 2 p.m. Iowa State women's basketball schedule for this week. We host Kansas on Wednesday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. Then, we go to Texas Tech on Saturday, January 29th at 1:30 p.m. Iowa State also lost against Auburn in gymnastics by a score of 195.575 to 197.35. Iowa State gymnastics fell to 0-3 overall, and they start conference play this Friday against West Virginia at home. However, Iowa State wrestling took an impressive 26-9 win against North Dakota State. Iowa State wrestling improves to 9-1 overall and 2-0 in conference play. Iowa State will resume conference play this week at Oklahoma and at Oklahoma State. Time to preview Iowa State men's basketball as we go to Oklahoma State on Wednesday night. Oklahoma State comes in at 10-8 overall and 3-4 in Big 12 play. And Iowa State's offense is starting to look as pathetic as last year. I'm going to be the first to tell you, we are starting to see shades of last year. We average 68.9 points as of right now, even after a hot start. Oklahoma State averages 68.7 points per game. One of the biggest factors right now is that we average 33.9 rebounds per game, and Oklahoma State averages 37.3 rebounds per game. We average 9.3 steals per game. Oklahoma State averages 10.2 steals per game. We average 14 turnovers per game. Oklahoma State averages 15 turnovers per game. We average 44.4% from the field, 70.4% from the line, and 32.3 from downtown. Our shooting has been horrendous lately from both the field and downtown. However, Oklahoma State averages 42.7 from the field, 65.5 from the line, and 29.2 from downtown. So overall, I see why Oklahoma State is always in these low-scoring games. It's because they have good defense but horrible offense, and that's what Iowa State looks like right now. We just need to start working harder. We need to get rebounds, force turnovers, and score points. We need to start shooting the ball better overall. Women's basketball is not looking so good so far. I mean, as of right now. How did we give that girl named Queen Egbo 21 rebounds? She wasn't even Baylor's leading rebounder coming into the game. It was Nelissa Smith. Then we let four of Baylor's starting five get in double digits in points. We let Jordan Lewis get 24 points. Lewis was also not Baylor's leading scorer. It was also Nelissa Smith. I mean, I know it's not easy to beat either Baylor basketball teams, but we shouldn't be getting blown out by 26. If it's by about 10, sure, I understand. But 26? Wow. Well, now it's time to preview Iowa State women's basketball as we host Kansas also on Saturday, on Wednesday night. Kansas comes in at 12-4 overall and 3-3 in Big 12 play. We average 78.4 points per game, while Kansas averages 75.3 points per game. We average 42 rebounds per game, while Kansas averages 37.4 rebounds per game. We average 5.4 steals, while Kansas averages 9.4 steals per game. The biggest mismatch. We average 12.6 turnovers per game. Kansas, however, they average 17.7 turnovers per game. We average 42.4% from the field, 81.9% from the line, and 37% from downtown. Kansas averages 46.2% from the field, 76.2% from the line, and 35.2% from downtown. By the numbers, we match up pretty well. But it doesn't matter because we saw how that worked for us when I said the same thing about how we looked good by the numbers, but each time we lost. The only thing really good about Kansas is their shooting, and now Iowa State needs to fix their shooting. Now we look at the teams we play in the Troy Cox Softball Invitational. This tournament was not played last year. We will play five games in 3 days. And those 3 days are February 18th, February 19th, and February 20th. We have two double headers as we play New Mexico State, UT Arlington, Southeastern Louisiana, Northern Colorado, and once again, we will play Nebraska. Let's start off with North Mex excuse me, New Mexico State. We play New Mexico State Friday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m. Last year, New Mexico State went 31 and 21 overall, and 14-4 in conference play. Iowa State and North Mexico State did not play each other last year, and North Mexico State did not make the NCAA tournament. Next, we have UT Arlington. We play UT Arlington Friday, February 18th at 9 p.m. Last year, UT Arlington went 17 and 34 overall and 9 and 14 in conference play. UT Arlington played last year against Iowa State, and Iowa State defeated UT Arlington by a score of 8-2. UT Arlington did not make the NCAA tournament. Next, we have Southeastern Louisiana. We play Southeastern Louisiana February 19th, which is a Saturday, at 6:30 p.m. Southeastern Louisiana went 28 and 23 overall and 14 and 10 in conference play last year. Iowa State and Southeastern Louisiana did not play last year, and Southeastern Louisiana did not make the NCAA tournament. Next, we have Northern Colorado. We play Northern Colorado Saturday, February 19th at 9 p.m. Last year, Northern Colorado went 12 and 27 overall and 8 and 10 in conference play. Iowa State and Northern Colorado did not play last year. Northern Colorado did not make the NCAA tournament. Finally, we have Nebraska. We also play Nebraska in the Northern Iowa Unidome tournament. The first time we will play them is Saturday, February 12th. This time will be Sunday, February 20th at 11 a.m. Nebraska went 22 and 22 overall and in conference play, as the Big Ten restricted all non-conference play. That also means that Iowa did not play in this classic last year, let alone to play Iowa State. Nebraska did not make the NCAA tournament. And that's it for today's episode of Cyclone Sports Review. I hope to see you tomorrow. I am your host, Trevor McNeil, signing off. Thank you.